With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Last week's elections serve as a reminder that the economy remains a dominant concern amongst voters. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains.
Donald Trump won re-election last year in large part because of his promise to improve the economy. Since taking office, the president has repeatedly claimed that the country is doing well. But new polling suggests that Americans remain troubled by the cost of living and fewer job opportunities. The Real Clear Politics average of a dozen polls shows 55% of voters disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The USDA reports that in fiscal year 2024, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as SNAP, served an average of 42 million people monthly. More on that from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the assistance program grew by 40% since the Biden administration took office in 2021. Economist Steve Moore with the committee is astonished and angry.
If you're not either looking for a job or you're in a job, we're not giving you free stuff.
Moore is appalled that one of eight families in America now use what he calls taxpayer handouts to put food on their table in the richest country in the world. He blames blue states, which he says have ignored work requirements, and purple areas, he says, that have essentially no work requirements. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Senate's first weekend session since the shutdown has yielded few signs of progress. An expected vote yesterday didn't happen. There may be another chance to vote today and stop the shutdown. The FAA has announced a 10% reduction in flight capacity across 40 major U.S. airports that could strain air cargo as the Christmas shopping season approaches. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have, quote, a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Targeted groups include those which engage in child trafficking, perform sex change operations on kids, promote illegal immigration, or support terrorist organizations. President Trump has said he will prevent American taxpayers from footing the bill for those activities. Analysts say a growing number of Americans are joining Quaker churches. They're still a tiny minority of the general U.S. population, but Quakers have been here for centuries. The Religious Society of Friends, best known as the Quakers, originated in 17th century England. William Penn was an English Quaker who founded Pennsylvania following the faith's emphasis on religious tolerance. This is SRN News. The Swiss government looking for a shout-out from the UN cultural agency, UNESCO, wanting to include the tradition of yodeling in its list of cultural heritage intangibles.
The Swiss feel the yodel is the popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Yo, lo, 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 lo. Very typical is when we change between these two. Yo.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News.